Today's episode of Vital Voices is brought to you by Oak Tree Medical Center and King Group of Companies, including Cool Runnings Ice, Color Me Agency, and Retro Games 242.
Welcome to Vital Voices, a podcast where we amplify the stories, insights, and expertise of the people shaping the future of our communities, our conversations, and our country. I'm your host, Alexis Burrows. Thank you for joining us each week for the nation's most vital conversations, where insight meets impact. Today's episode is the third installment of our Couples and Purpose mini-series, and I'm honored to be joined once again by my wife and co-host, Dr. Paige Burrows. This week, we're sitting down with George and Athena Demopoulos, the husband and wife duo behind Acropolis Cafe, a beloved restaurant rooted in faith, hospitality, and heart. George came to the Bahamas with a vision of building something lasting and meaningful. Athena returned home after a successful career abroad, bringing with her a deep passion for excellence, service, and community. Together, they have built far more than a business. They have built a ministry and a mission. A marriage that reflects grace, purpose, and deep intentionality, not only in their relationship, but in the way they serve their staff, their customers, and their community. In today's conversation, we will journey through their personal beginnings, the evolution of their love story, their shared vision for Acropolis as a place of restoration, and the legacy they hope to leave behind. So from construction to connection, this one's about building something that lasts. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We are very excited to record this episode. We first heard bits and pieces of your story back in October of last year. And we've had a number of conversations about having an opportunity to help you tell that story, because we think it's such an amazing love story, one that kind of, you know, traverses the globe, and, you know, ends up back here with this restaurant that we absolutely love. Like, I remember when we first spoke with you guys, like, I remember coming here when it was just, you know, the initial building, for probably one too many bacon cheeseburgers at the time, before my wife introduced me to, you know, the joys of a good gyro. So, you know, we love the place, and we are excited to kind of get to help you share your story with the wider community. So let's start back at the beginning, and let's start with you, George. Give us a little bit of history on who George Demopoulos is. Take us back to the early years. You know, where did you get your start? And kind of what's driven you to this point?
I come to the Bahamas almost 49 years ago. And my uncle brought me here to work with him. So it was a restaurant, Grand Central. So after that, the years gone and everything, and I decided to do something of my own. So I started with a restaurant in Apaco. Then I moved from Apaco and come back to the Bahamas and do different work for different people, restaurants. And one day I was seeing this place, say, for rent. So I decided to come and see and try if it worked out. So I contacted the people who own it and everything. Then from there, from that's 2011, that's when I first started, September, and opened the restaurant, and it becomes what it is today.
So going on 14 years now, right?
Yes, 14 years.
In September. It feels like, it feels so rooted in my memory that it feels like it's been here longer than
Me too.
Because like, I know we, I guess, so you guys, you opened 2 years before you got married, and that's why it just feels like it goes so far back. Because like I say, I remember coming here, like getting lunch when you were in
a medical student.
As a medical student, right. You know, getting lunch from here and taking it to you to the hospital, things like that. So it really is, it's a fixture. But what, you know, you said that you had a lot of experiences working in different restaurants. What made you want to try this? Like, what made you say, let me try my hand at starting something, and how it turned into Acropolis?
Yeah, first of all, I see the location was good location for that.
Definitely.
And I said, let me try to see if it succeed. So you know, I started, I do all the renovations by myself, fix it the way I want it, mm-hmm. to serve the customers the way it is right now. And it starts very hard. You know, it takes me almost 2 years before I start making some money. Mm-hmm. I had a partner in the beginning to start with. He said he wants to move out because he thinks the place is not going to make any money. Mm-hmm. So I pay him out. He's here and he move out. So I put everything I have in this place to bring it, you know, to move on. It starts very, very, very difficult to keep it up. Mm-hmm. But thank God, you know, I try to give good food and everything, and everybody's coming, they're coming, and becomes
word caught on
slowly. Mm-hmm. You know, I never advertise or anything, mouth to mouth word.
That's true.
I never advertise anything. You know,
I've heard an Acropolis commercial, that's right.
No, I never advertise.
And you guys are,
but yeah, we all knew.
Yeah, we so. Did.
Yeah. Nice. Mouth to mouth, mouth to mouth is the best advertisement. Word, word. Yeah. You know, my English is not that good, so.
No, but we understand you loud and clear. Mm. So, Athena, what was it like growing up for you? And how did those beginnings shape your work ethic and worldview?
Well, I think I mentioned to you that I grew up here in Nassau, and I grew up on Quaco Street. It was my mother, myself, and my sister, my older sister, and we had very, very humble beginnings. We were very poor, and I think that is I know that is the catalyst that shaped the way we wanted to have a family style restaurant, which exists today. It was very hard for us. My mom was a single mom, and we had it tough. And it sticks with you, you know. It helps to shape you, and I think either very positive way or a very negative way. So that's pretty much how things were for me growing up. You know, tough, very tough.
Tough, but you built that resilience out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you were able to put a positive spin.
Oh, yes.
For sure.
Yeah. I think it helps you to be relatable and human. And to be able to identify with those that you live with and work with and engage with. So I think those beginnings created something in my heart for people, for community. Yeah, that's one of them. There's many positive things about being, you know, dirt poor and growing up from humble beginnings. But I think that the positive thing was being able to relate to people. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I do feel that relatability just over the years and sitting in here and, you know, watching you guys navigate becoming friends with your customers.
Yeah.
Which is an amazing thing.
Yeah.
It speaks to that relatability. So let's go to you guys' love story. How did you guys meet?
You go ahead. You tell the story better.
Well, actually, I moved back home in 2016 with Cisco Food Services. Mm-hmm. I worked for them for 27 years in South Florida for Cisco Miami. I was the director of purchasing there, and I wound up moving back home working for Cisco Bahamas. In their business development department, and I wound up meeting George. We had met initially outside of work, but I wound up meeting him through work. He found out, I told him we were at a setting that was not work, and he asked where I worked, and I told him, and he wound up asking his salesperson if she knew of me, and she said yes, and she was going to bring me here to the restaurant, and I wound up coming here just to visit him for work, and I have to tell you, I was so impressed with his small operation, and of course, it was before we had expanded, and our first encounter was not the best as far as the work meeting. But he was busy, and all of that came to life, and I realized it after the fact. I mean, he was a one-man show. He was like, okay, what else you got? He was kind of rushing the meeting because he had work, and I thought to myself, he's so short and, you know, crass and, you know, just all these things. It was like, oh, so abrupt. But I mean, now in hindsight, he was ready to get back to the grill and cut chickens and do all these things. And here I am trying to, you know, network with him for work about additional sales. And he's like, I got to get to work, because he was doing everything when I first met him. And so initially that's how we met. And he totally was off the radar. Initially, I mean, I had no clue that he was going to be my future soulmate. And through a series of events, we wound up getting together, going on a date. It was a date to thank him for helping me move. And it was totally just a gesture of thankfulness, gratitude to him. And it wound up being so refreshing, our conversation, our dinner. And so we went out again and then again and again. And it was beautiful. It was really beautiful. So, yeah, that was initially through mm-hmm. work. I mean, I had no idea that God had a plan for me moving back home after all these years, after having been gone for so long, that there was so much more waiting for me. I thought it was just another step in the corporate ladder. But, you know, he had a plan for me to meet my future soulmate and build something together, which is amazing.
That is absolutely fantastic. Now, I know that both of you are strong believers. You know, anyone who's been around here, spent time in this restaurant, knows that you guys are people of faith. Mm-hmm. So what role did your faith play in coming together and building this relationship that is the foundation of the business of which we speak?
The main thing is to believe to each other. We can do the thing together without having any problems. And that was a good thing. I meet her. And she gave me more hope to move on, to do more, better and better. You know, it was like it meant to be, you know, like after 30 years, I meet someone I can be with, and we think the same, and we about the people the same way, as, you know, like one.
About money, about others, our faith. I think that our connection to how much God has blessed us and what role can we play in the lives of our staff, in the lives of our customers, we just are so aligned with that. We never have to argue about finances. Well, the first thing and first and foremost, we know it comes from Him. The Lord is our true source, and we can't take anything with us when we leave. And so God has blessed us with this, and there's something that happened very early on after I quit my job, and I decided that I was going to join him at the restaurant. Now, he did everything manual. He paid the staff from the register. He paid vendors backing up from his pocket, and this was like crazy. And obviously he was doing the best he could, but, and so probably a year after helping him with the finances, creating systems and, you know, getting a schedule and payroll and all that automated. And I turned to him and I said, you know, I quit my job. I had like a large figure salary. And I thought, okay, we own our own business. We're going to be rolling in the dough. And I said, this is not adding up. We, yes, we're paying our bills, we're meeting payroll, but there's not much extra left over. We're not rolling in the dough like I thought. And he said, did you ever think that we're not here to get rich? Maybe we are here. God has us here for these 38, it used to be 38 at the time, these 38 families to serve as a source for them to thrive and feed their families. And, you know, I was just saying it to just say, hey, I'm doing the numbers here, and it ain't looking that great like how I thought it would be. And when he said that, first of all, it brought such tears to my eyes because I thought, this man is beautiful. This is awesome. You know, we are on the same page with regards to money and what we do as far as being good stewards with what God has blessed us with. And we never argue about that. We, you know, have a lot of decisions to make about how we use our very little extra money, or how we take care of our staff or support them. Mm-hmm. And we are always on the same page. It's amazing.
Yeah.
So you said as far as our faith, I think that was the biggest thing for us. And from then on, of course, I never argue about we're not making any money, because it is very tough, the restaurant business, and margins are very tight. But I just had such a peace and a love in my heart after he said that. And we've just, that's our motto. You know, we are here to serve our community. And these, we now have 48 families that we are supporting. And it's great. It's great. Every time I say we have meetings together, that we have meetings about.
Say we have too many people.
No, or to say who's getting a raise. And we give raises frequently because you have to pay for good staff. But we always come to an understanding and we go back and forth. We debate about it. But at the end of the day, we always try to do more and better for them.
Yeah. You know, we frequent the restaurant a lot. I've seen, even just recently, I think George was replacing something with the water pump. Something was going on. You know, we've come here and heard, like, okay, you know, Athena's in the back doing payroll. So I know it's a very demanding business. And when you're running it together, you know, work is together, home is together. How do you balance your relationship and your marriage with just the day-to-day demands of running a business? Because like you said, you know, margins are tight. It's a busy thing. You know, you walk in here sometimes and it's just like you can't, your head's on a swivel because there's just so many people around and you're managing all of that. So how do you balance the work and the relationship into something that is healthy for both of you?
When we are to work,
he's
we have
very
to look
strict
at the business.
With it. He has to do it.
You know, we are to work, to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good to work together because we think the same thing and we do the same thing at work. But when I go home, I tell her, I don't want to talk about anymore about business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's watch a movie or play a game, do something, you know. And when we get up in the morning and go to work, then we think about work, you know. And we try to do things, you know, together if we can. But sometimes we leave from here 11 o'clock in the night.
Right.
And, you know, you go home, take a shower. By the time you go to sleep, get up again 4 o'clock in the morning, go to work.
Yeah.
So, but we try to make time for ourselves, mm-hmm. you know. And sometimes we're here on Sundays too, but I always tell her, let's go. We got to do something. Let's go home, sit down, relax, do something, you know, different.
Yeah.
You know, work is going to be here.
And we just came up with, I think it was, 2 months ago? If you look right behind you, Wednesdays.
Oh. Okay.
Yes. So we get to leave early. Not today, of course, but we get to leave early. and not think about this place. We just do something just for us.
But we know that our people, you know, with the workers we have here, they can do their work. You know, they amazing. They do their work, and we have a good stuff enough. And they think of us like family.
Right.
You know, that's what we want. I think I was a family with them, because every one of them is, how we say, Father's Day. I say I got 48 children. Mm-hmm. You know, so we're here for them.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of that. Because when I grew up on the orphanage, and then my uncle sent me the ticket to come here. I don't have no father, no mother with me. Just, I want to be to them, you know, mm-hmm. try to help them and prosper, you know,
yeah.
learn,
it's
push them, you know.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing too, because I think you recognize it and you feel it when you come into the establishment, right? So you when we come in here, it always feels like an extension of home, because the warmth we feel when we interact with your staff, you can tell that people are very interested in making sure that we have the best experience possible. And again, this is a very hectic business, and there's always something going on, something to manage, something to kind of deal with.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think the family atmosphere that you talk about, you mm-hmm. guys try to cultivate, is evident. Like, it shows through with how we as people who, you know, frequent a restaurant experience it with your staff. And I think that always comes across very clearly. You know.
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Discover the ultimate in personalized healthcare with the Oak Tree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 242-8164-OPP, 4667, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Primary Plus, where your health comes first.
Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oak Tree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oak Tree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oak Tree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oak Tree Surgical Suites, top of the hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Medical Center, caring, compassionate, complete.
Elevate your event with King Group of Companies, your go-to for seamless innovation in rentals, entertainment, and digital solutions across the Bahamas. Stay frosty with Cool Runnings Ice, available at Solomon's Food Stores, Island Connect Studio, or delivered straight to your doorstep. Transform your space with Color Me Agency, stunning balloon garlands, luxe backdrops, LED carpet moments, marquee light-ups, and more. Bring the fun with Retro Games 242, classic arcade games, board games, and vintage favorites for every occasion. Upgrade your bar and restaurant with our NFC digital menus, seamless ordering at your fingertips. Capture every memory with our photo booth rentals, aerial 360, magazine booth, and floor 360 experiences that make every celebration unforgettable. King Group of Companies, where creativity meets innovation. Follow us on social media or contact us at 804-5262 today to bring your vision to life.
Ladies, at Oak Tree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI at top of the hill Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram Movement continues. Call us today at 242-3221145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oak Tree Medical Center, caring, compassionate, complete.
Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation.
What I do find interesting about your relationship, you know, we've had, this is the third in a series that we've been doing. And one of the things that we keep seeing over and over is that, you know, the couples that we've spoken to, they each have their own sets of strengths. And they find ways to kind of work their unique strengths into each other in order to bring about the best for the business. Because everyone that we've talked to are couples that are in business together. That's a part of the whole deal. And, you know, similarly, just from kind of talking to you guys over the past few months, especially, we started to learn some of the strengths that you have. How do you work that together in a way where, you know, you're each able to kind of shine in your own way, in your own value, and then also bring out the best in your marriage and your business? Because we know George now is the handyman extraordinaire in terms of, you know, building this, fixing that. And we know that you kind of have that behind the scenes knowledge and that inner working. So how does that work?
You know, for me, I take care of everything what breaks down, trying to fix it. For Athena, is try to do payroll, pay the bills, administration side. That's what it is, you know, to do. If anything happens, say, George, fix this. We need to fix this. We need to do this. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to be on the top of it. But every day is something going wrong. Something, always something. Like the air conditioners, you know, problem. You know, the coolers problem. I have to be able to be organized to fix mm-hmm. it. So her side is to organize, to pay the bills. And I think we make a good team like that because we balance it.
I think also probably age has a lot to do with it. If we were younger, we probably wouldn't know how to navigate the separate yes. strengths. Mm-hmm. But because we both have been here a minute, I think the wisdom that comes with being older, you can recognize how to embrace differences and work together with it. It certainly helps that you happen to be in love with the person, madly in love with them, that you want to certainly magnify the good in them. You know, I'm so grateful to God because finding love later in life after, you know, being divorced, this is, of course, my second marriage, but so knowing what it requires and being with someone in business that you just like, mm-hmm. that you love them, that plays a big role in working together. It just gels together well, you know. Your best friend you get to come to work with every day, and they have super cool strengths that you just love about them. And you bring something to the table too, and you both know it. And so we have these throughout the day, all day long, we have these jam sessions. Okay, we have a subject, we need something, or a topic, or a catering event, or something. We'll just come together and we'll just start writing. And he'll throw out thoughts, and I'm the one that always writes. And we just spin off each other. Mm-hmm. We work so well together. It's a blessing. And I think that comes from age too.
You know? The next thing is, you know, you gotta trust each other. That's the most important thing. Trust with everything. You know, work. I trust Athena 100% in everything. She's not making decisions.
That's what I was
You know, for
say.
Something.
We don't make any big decisions.
She asked me. They say, George, what you think? We can do this. That's what I like about it mostly because she's, you know, not go and do something without asking my advice or is to say, okay, to agree together. Mm-hmm. And that's a big thing, you know, in the business, when you have business, you have to
be on the same page.
Yeah, and trust each other. You know, that's the more important thing in everything, trust. It's a dollar there. What this dollar going for, you know? Mm-hmm. At least We know each other. We're on the same page.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the overarching thing is respect.
Yeah. You know? Respect. Respect. Yes.
The person not only as your mate, your spouse, but as your business partner. Mm-hmm. So if you respect them, then that respect should drive you to include them in every decision. We don't make any business decision, big or small, without talking. So we're doing jam sessions all day long.
Yeah.
You know, when he's out of town, I'm like, oh, I'm just, you know, I don't want to do it without him. I just enjoy it. I really do. So, in a nutshell.
So I have a question. Since we were, I guess, OG, you know, Acropolis patrons, the restaurant has changed a lot since the first time we would walk in, and I can remember sitting on the bench on the right side and it being some tall stools, you know. All those changes, how did they come about, and how did you guys work together to bring that up, to bring up the growth? Because it's the growth that also astonishes me in this place.
Now, when before I meet Athena, come to the picture, you know, I was have a plan to extend the restaurant, you know, make it where it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And after I meet Athena, I tell her my dream, you know, to extend it, put a bakery, you know, and stuff like that. So we get together and we do it, you know. We make it happen. And it becomes what it is right now.
So when we decided, once we hooked up and we decided that we were going to do life together, and he had all these plans about expanding, but they were just still plans. I mean, he had some plans, literal blueprint plans, actual plans. But I couldn't see it, but he would tell me what he was thinking of. And I think part of my job prior to joining him, of course, in business development at Cisco Bahamas, I would see a lot of restaurants. And this really was the driving force. I would visit a lot of restaurants for work, and some of them were just not good. The prices that they were charging for the menu, the portion sizes, the flavor profile, you know. And I was thinking, because when I moved back, I left when I was so young. I had no thoughts on lower class, middle class, upper class, you know, families. And so I had no idea the disparity there was between upper class and lower class here in back home in the Bahamas. And moving back home and visiting these restaurant establishments for work, I got to see firsthand. And I kept saying to myself, it's either very, very expensive or very, very bad.
Mm-hmm.
And even the very expensive was bad sometimes. The experience, the taste of the food, everything. And so with all that in mind, as we connected and he started telling me about what he wanted to do, I said, okay, I want to join you, I want to support you, but let's draw the line in the sand right now. Let's decide right now. This is a deal breaker for me. We have to have, you want a family style restaurant that you want to expand? It has to be nice. It has to be welcoming to all walks of life. It has to be, you know, the environment has to be just pleasing to customers,
mm-hmm.
whether you are from, I would always say, Kemp Road, Quaco Street, or Lyford Key. Everyone who comes here needs to feel good about the place, the space they're in, and, you know, the food that they're served. He already had great prices. He already had great food. We just built on it. But that was the premise for the aesthetics of our restaurant. And what we wanted to achieve is for hardworking Bahamian families, middle class, to come and enjoy a meal. They don't have to get dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's clean, it's nice, and with great service. So that's the preface for everything, basically.
Yeah. You know, one of the things you mentioned earlier was about the way you look at your staff and your team as family, right? And I think, you know, I don't know how much people know from the outside what all you guys do for your team and the ways that you pour into them. So can you talk a little bit about, you know, that side of the commitment that you guys have in terms of some of the initiatives that you take with your team, some of the resources you provide them with in order to pour into them outside of just the work part of you know, the interaction and the engagement?
Well, I can say, honestly, we are not where we want to be as far as other support systems for them. Mm-hmm. We are working towards that, as being able to provide more for them. Right now, we are happy that we support a service. It's called Right Now Media, mm-hmm. and it is a resource library with over 30,000 Christian videos of Bible studies and life subject matters that you can learn from. And it's free of charge to them. We pay for that service. And it's on every, I mean, just a plethora of topics from anxiety, depression, for moms, for kids. It has a platform where our staff members can go. They can learn how to do budgeting. They can learn leadership skills. There's leadership classes on there. There's Bible studies. There's it's a range. So if you want to go in, because every staff member that is emotionally healthy, they make the best staff members, mm-hmm. right? And so we recognize that, and we promote them using that resource. And quite a few of them do. Of course, I am trying more and more for each and every person to get on board and access that free resource. But that's one of the things. The biggest thing is making them feel comfortable enough to know that we are here. This is not, there's not a lot of red tape to get to us. We're approachable. We are hands-on if they need anything.
If they need our help on anything, they can come to us and tell us, and we can help, we help. Mm-hmm. If we cannot, we tell them sorry, but we try to do our best to help every one of them, mm-hmm. to give them, if they need our help on anything.
Right. Yeah. You know,
so we, that's the main thing.
We encourage them. We have weekly prayer sessions. A couple of our staff members, we pray for all the staff members. I'm so proud about that. We were doing a Bible study, which is on pause, but we hope to resume very soon. Mm-hmm. They recognize who the true source is of this business, and we certainly broadcast that often. But I think it's just seeing them, letting them know they're seen. They are respected. They are recognized. They are not just a number. And you drive that home, not by telling them that, but showing them. When you get on the line and you work side by side with them, mm-hmm. you are, yeah. you know, engaging with them, asking them things other than work. You know, we know their kids' names. We know about their families. We know where they live. We want them to know that we are not just in this office. I mean, we know them. They're family. So
yeah, when we get busy, we get our hands into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because we don't let them work by themselves. We right. go in there and help and try to push them to do the best for the customers and for them, because that's the customers giving them their payroll.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You
that's
know?
True.
Yeah. And they have to, if we not, we pay them, because you'll come, you often, you come here often, you get your dinner. That's how we make the money to pay them.
Right.
So we try to give you the best. So in return, you can come back again and come back again.
Right. Yeah, and you know? Do that by pouring into your staff, so they feel yeah. like it's theirs as yeah. much as it is yeah. yours.
I think it says something.
It is for them mostly because, you know, if we don't have them, we cannot open.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
We communicate that, especially during their onboarding process, which was non-existent when George was first starting. But now we let them know part of our core values is they are just as equally as important as our customers, because we could have all the customers, but if we don't have staffing, we don't have great staffing, we can't do it.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about them seeing us, me taking a broom and sweeping the dining room floor, George serving tables, George on the grill. It communicates something that's important to them. I think it goes a long way.
Right, and that is reflected in this atmosphere. The warmth doesn't just come from you two. The warmth comes from everybody, from you. You sit down and they see you have a baby. You guys need a high chair, you know? It's the simplest gestures. And I remember telling Alexis, I was like, this is a place where they're treated well. Mm-hmm. I told him a while back, I said, you can always tell when the environment is a family style environment, then, you know, you guys just go ahead and do what you're being paid to do. It oozes out of the environment. And, that's something that I think you guys should be proud of that, that you've been able to maintain that for so many years, and that you find honor in doing it. So I'm praying that a lot of other business owners would hear the efforts and see the fruit of it that's reflected in the business itself, reflected in the experience of the customer.
I have people, I have staff here, they work with me since the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, I have people 10 years, 9 years.
Mm-hmm. 14, going on 14.
You know, have, you know, young people, you know, they come, they start working here, and some of them, they like 4 years. They come when I was like 16, and they still work here, late 20, and still work mm-hmm. here. You know, I have them, some of them, they left to go to do something better, and they come back and ask us if we can give them the job back. So like we give them another try. We give them the job back.
Because they don't know what they don't know, and we certainly, you know,
we give them another chance. We
say, go do if you need to do better. Obviously, this is a stepping stone. We're happy for you to do better and gain more. But some of them have come back and say, it's not the same.
Yeah. It's interesting because I imagine, you know, working in the restaurant business, it's rare that you see people, you know, stick around for 9, 10, 11 years in the same place. And I think even something like that is a testament to the environment that you guys have created and continue
we,
to cultivate. We're
friends. We're friends. I try to be friends with them. I joke with them. I, you know, but when it's work, you know, when it's time to work, it's time to work.
I actually did a percentage, and I think this is key. Probably all of this is full circle. 86% of our staff is under 25. And I truly believe that the Lord has given us this as a ministry. Mm-hmm. So the young adults that work here, some of them, this is their first job or at best second job.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the unique opportunity to coach, to mentor, to show them what working hard does, what saving does, what building a name for yourself and just doing your job with excellence, what that does for a young adult. Yes, a lot of customers say, everybody's so young. Yes, we recognize that. But as long as you're willing to work hard, we know you're going to make mistakes. We know the maturity level is not there, and so they take extra care. But at the end of the day, they are the future of this community, of our nation. And so if we have an opportunity as a couple to sow seeds and pour into these young adults what it takes to be a hard worker, what it takes to you know, make a paycheck. And some of them have not had anyone telling them or training them. So we give advice, we pray with them, we work with them, we show them, we teach them as much as we can. If they want to learn, if they want to work hard, we can work with that. And so we actually embrace younger adults. That's our target, our focus. Not to pay them any less, because they make great money. They make money, more money than I've ever made at that age. Mm-hmm. And so we make it possible for them. But ultimately, the bottom line is to just pour into them and let them know that they were created for a purpose. They're special. They're unique. We value them, but God loves them even more. And every birthday, they get a handwritten card with scriptures, and we speak words of life over them, you know? And so, and we enjoy that. No, they are like our children, like family.
So that is absolutely wonderful. Now,
I hope you're enjoying this episode of Vital Voices. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Discover the ultimate in personalized health care with the Oak Tree Primary Plus program. Enjoy comprehensive primary care, annual physicals, lab and imaging discounts, mental health screenings, and more, all tailored to meet your needs. With flexible payment options, exceptional care has never been more accessible. Join today and take control of your health journey. Call 242-8164-OPP, 4667, or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Primary Plus, where your health comes first.
Gentlemen, it's time to take charge of your health with Oak Tree Medical Center. We provide comprehensive prostate care at affordable prices, from prostate-specific antigen tests to prostate ultrasounds to advanced prostate MRIs. We've got you covered. Need further evaluation or treatment? Oak Tree Surgical Suites offers biopsies and in-house surgery. Our team of experts is here for you every step of the way. Visit us at Oak Tree Medical Center on East Street South and Prince Charles Drive, or for surgical procedures, find us at Oak Tree Surgical Suites, top of the hill, Mackey Street. Call us today at 322-1145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring, compassionate, complete.
Elevate your event with King Group of Companies, your go-to for seamless innovation in rentals, entertainment, and digital solutions across the Bahamas. Stay frosty with Cool Runnings Ice, available at Solomon's Food Stores, Island Connect Studio, or delivered straight to your doorstep. Transform your space with Color Me Agency, stunning balloon garlands, luxe backdrops, red carpet moments, marquee light-ups, and more. Bring the fun with Retro Games 242, classic arcade games, board games, and vintage favorites for every occasion. Upgrade your bar and restaurant with our NFC digital menus, seamless ordering at your fingertips. Capture every memory with our photo booth rentals, aerial 360, magazine booth, and floor 360 experiences that make every celebration unforgettable. King Group of Companies, where creativity meets innovation. Follow us on social media or contact us at 804-5262 today to bring your vision to life.
Ladies, at Oak Tree Medical Center, your health is our priority. From early detection to advanced treatment options, our comprehensive breast care services are here to support you every step of the way. With locations at East Street South, Prince Charles Drive, and our state-of-the-art surgical suites and MRI at Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, we're right where you need us. Because when it comes to your breast care, you deserve the best care. And remember, the Million Mammogram Movement continues. Call us today at 242-321-145 or visit oaktreemedicalcenter.com to learn more. Oak Tree Medical Center. Caring. Compassionate. Complete.
Welcome back to Vital Voices. Let's continue our conversation.
Getting to know a little bit about both of you, you know, George grew up in, spent time in an orphanage, and you grew up literally with very little resources. And so to get to this point, you guys are acquainted with challenges. What would you say, given that life hasn't been so easy or so rosy for either of you before you even met each other, what's been the biggest challenge And I want each of you to answer, because it might not be the same answer. But what's been the greatest challenge for you guys up to this point? Getting together and building something sustainable.
It's hard. You know, the challenge is to find the right person to be with and do things together the way you think to do it. That's the biggest challenge, to find someone who really thinks like you and you're on the same path, you know, not for being greedy, to see things with people. And I think I found her, you know, after a long time. So I think that was the biggest challenge, just to find someone to be together and understand each other and do the same things.
I would have to agree with George. Coming up to where we are today, I mean, we've had a lot of challenges with construction on the business and building it up to where it is now. Day-to-day operations, but all of that is manageable. I mean, you just get it done. You do it. Mm-hmm. It's all manageable now because you have someone who thinks like you, who has the same goals, the same vision, the same moral codes, you know, the same love for Christ. That's the most important thing. So challenges are, well, you're able to overcome them when you have the right person on your side with you, doing it together, going through it together. So yeah, I would think that was my biggest challenge too. I never thought I would ever get married again. And being his wife and his business partner, it's nothing that comes up that I don't think we can handle together.
You know, as we wrap up our conversation, I think one of the big questions is, you know, what do you hope that your customers, your staff, and even just future generations take away from your love story, and even just the story of the business that you guys have, you know, taken so much further than where it began when it was just George. So what is the legacy you wish to leave behind and people would take away from hearing your story?
I think the legacy would be to recognize that it's not only just about you and the life you live. Mm. It's about who you are impacting, what mark are you leaving, you know, and is it going to be better because you were there, you know? The people that you engage with, you work with and encounter, customers, staff, are you going to bring encouragement and light to them, you know? It's not just about self, it's about others. And being generous, sharing the love of Christ through whichever means possible, by whatever means possible, sharing the love of God. Because he's been so good to me, to us, you simply can't help but have that spill over into everything that you do. It has to touch others. You know, it has to be something that's communicated. If the love that, and the grace that God has shed on you is real, you know, you can't help but to want to figure out a way, and the Holy Spirit helps you in figuring out a way, how do you extend that to others? That's the legacy. It's not just about me or him. It's about what we've done with others. How have we impacted them?
And how are they going to remember you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, they say, oh, I remember George and I remember Athena. And, you know, They work hard to get where they are, and they had a, you know, nice place to go to.
And something to leave behind. So younger couples like ourselves that are trying to build, trying to do life together, do business together, what wisdom would you give to, say, us and persons like us who are trying to build something meaningful together? What wisdom can you impart on individuals like ourselves?
You know, first thing I can say, again, is trust to each other and work together like a team. The most important thing is, I find it is, trust the person. That's the, my word is, you know, I can say it over and over. Mm-hmm. You know, and when you trust each other, you can get together somewhere. But no, if you don't trust each other, you're not getting anywhere. You all have different opinion, different thing. You have to be like one, a team. Mm-hmm. You know, to get somewhere, if you decide, you know, you husband and wife, or boyfriend and girlfriend, and planning to do things, you got to be trust to each other and work together like a team.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, I don't want, you know, my idea is better than his idea. You know, you got to talk together and find what is the best idea to do things. That's, I think that, you know, I don't know about Athena, but.
Yeah. It's, and, you know, this may seem simple, but there's something about praying together as a couple. Just going before the Lord with hands held with your spouse, the one you love. Just simple prayers. We'll be in the car and I'll just take his hand and we'll begin to pray and lift up a situation or a person. The act of just seeking God's face together as a couple, it just solidifies the relationship. I mean, prayer in of itself is powerful, but doing it together as a couple and doing it often, and it doesn't have to be, just a certain time and you have to be kneeling anywhere. Just, you know, if we're downstairs in the restaurant and we got something going on, I will get his hand and say, let's pray. In the middle of the kitchen, here in the office, just frequently take time to pray together as a couple on everything. Simple, great, and small. Just seek his face together. And the Holy Spirit is powerful. He lives in each of you. And as you continue to seek God's face together, there's unity in that. You can build on that and be on one accord, you know?
Did you miss a part of today's show? You can catch this episode and all Vital Voices episodes.
Also, I think this has been a great episode, a great conversation.
See you next.
Sit down. I think there's a loss here.
We'd like to thank today's sponsors, Oaktree Medical Center and King Group Companies, including Cream Runnings Ice, Color Me Agency, and Retro Games 242.
I think that's good takeaways for our audience. So I want to thank you both for taking time out of what we know is a very busy schedule, you know, to come on the show today and to give us a bit of insight into your story and even for our audience to give them an insight into your story, how you operate your marriage, how you operate your business, and sharing those insights with us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes. Awesome. So what a powerful reminder that love, purpose, and vision can turn even the most unlikely beginnings into something deeply beautiful. George and Athena's story is one of love, resilience, restoration, and intentional leadership, both in life and in business. On behalf of myself and my beautiful co-host, Dr. Paige Burrows, until next time, stay informed, stay connected, stay well, and stay tuned for the next Vital Voice.